This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of people are protesting on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. as part of the March on Washington commemoration. Civil rights advocates are highlighting the scourge of police and vigilante violence against Black Americans at a commemoration of the 1963 March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. Thousands have crowded the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his historic I Have a Dream speech. Martin Luther King III told those gathered that they need to carry on the legacy of his father and the late Congressman John Lewis.
I ask you to pledge, as my father and John Lewis did, to get into good trouble and do it nonviolently. Remember that in the fight against injustice, nonviolence doesn't mean passive acceptance. It means peaceful resistance.
Satellite march events are planned in a handful of states, including South Carolina, Florida, and Nevada. President Donald Trump has issued a full pardon to Alice Johnson, a Black woman who received a life sentence for a first-time drug offense and whose cause was taken up by the celebrity Kim Kardashian West. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Alice Johnson served more than two decades of a life term for a nonviolent drug offense before the president commuted her sentence in 2018.
He had compassion, and he acted.
That was Johnson last night at the convention, and today in the Oval Office.
We're taking Alice from a commutation to a full pardon,
which erases Johnson's conviction. The president's been highlighting criminal justice reform as he tries to reach African-American voters before the election. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan's longest-serving prime minister, Shinzo Abe, said on Friday he was resigning because of poor health, ending a stint at the helm of the world's third-largest economy. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Japanese leader Shinzo Abe resigned on Friday over health issues that have grown worse. Abe is Japan's longest-serving prime minister and has for years battled ulcerative colitis, an inflammatory bowel disease. Two recent hospital visits within a week sparked speculation as to whether he could stay in his job as prime minister until September next year, when his term as leader of the Liberal Democracy Party ends. This is actually Abe's second term as prime minister. He resigned in 2007, citing health reasons, and after a year of scandals, then he returned in 2012. Abe's recently seen his support fall to one of the lowest levels of his nearly 8 years in office, under fire for his handling of the novel coronavirus pandemic and more scandals among party members. Abe's resignation will trigger a leadership race in the party, the winner of which must be formally elected in parliament.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks. German doctors treating Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny for a suspected poisoning said Friday the dissident is still in an induced coma, but his condition is stable and his symptoms are improving. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Some positive news on Friday for Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny's family and supporters after his spokeswoman said his condition was improving. He remains in a medically induced coma and continues to receive treatment at a Berlin hospital, but now his representatives are saying there is no serious threat to his life. The Putin opponent was airlifted to Germany last week after collapsing during a flight on his way back to Moscow. Doctors there have said that tests they've done indicate Navalny was poisoned, but the Kremlin called the claims inconclusive and saw no need for an investigation. Germany's foreign minister also said on Friday that it would be ready to impose sanctions if Russia state agencies were found to have been involved in any poisoning.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. U.S. consumers increased their spending by just under 2% in July, the third straight monthly gain. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
According to the Commerce Department report, the July increase was a slowdown from increases to previous 2 months, but it shows support for an economy struggling to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic. Income jumped 0.4 of a point in July after declining the prior 2 months. Although unemployment remains high and businesses are uncertain about when the health crisis will be solved, the economy is likely expanding again. Home and auto sales have been strong, and stock prices have set record highs. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm...
R&B.